Corey Richens wants her case dismissed. Of course, anyone who's standing trial for murder wants their case dismissed. But is there any legal grounds to this request that her attorney is asking the judge to consider? Some new filings coming out in this case. Before you say, well, that's just crazy. She does have some points.
Yep.
It doesn't necessarily mean that she's innocent, but I would say the prosecution or somebody, I don't know if it was the prosecution's fault or if it was more so that of law enforcement or whoever leaked that letter is their fault. That really honestly never should have gotten out the way that it did. Of course, we jumped on it because how could you not talk about it when it comes out? But we'll get to that in a second. The legal team of Corey Richen, who, of course, she stands accused of that chilling case of poisoning her husband with fentanyl in the Moscow Mule, has made this move, seeking the dismissal of her case. The argument is rooted in the belief that their client Richens can no longer obtain a fair trial due to what they cite as prosecutorial misconduct. The detailed position, the attorneys highlighted several significant requests. Chief among them are the removal of the Summit County Attorney's Office from the proceedings and a change of venue, transferring the case to Salt Lake City. Perhaps the most controversial aspect revolves around the document discovered in Richens' cell in September. Quillickly dubbed the Walk the Dog letter. This is the one where she said, hey, that's just a manuscript for another book because my last one was so successful. So that's all it is. I mean, it does seem like I'm asking my brother and mother to lie to authorities for me in the letter. But no, it's just it's a manuscript. You silly people. Why would you think I would ever ask anyone to do that? So that's that. They're having issue with it. The document allegedly contains explicit instructions, like we're talking, directed towards Richens' family members, guiding them how they should testify in court. This very discovery is the underlying reason the court is now contemplating imposing a no-contact order to curtail Richens' interactions with her family. The court is set to make a decision on that coming up in November. Diving into the petition, Richens' attorneys assert that the public unveiling of the Walk the Dog letter stands in direct violation of the gag order. And this is where they have a point.
Yes, it is.
This is
a very good point.
So take the content of the letter out of the question here. Just the act of it being released the way it was and by who did it, that shouldn't have been done, and it can create problems. Which has been imposed by the court, it was imposed by the court on May 31st, the gag order. In their view, not only is the letter itself not indicative of any criminal activity, it is, but they're going to try and get that dismissed, though, and off of here because of the way it was released. So often things that happen after the crime and after the fact that end up being problems more so than the actual crime itself, and that can happen on either side. By its acquisition by the state, it might also be regarded as an illegal intrusion into her documents, which is not true. They can search a cell anytime they want for any reason. It does not matter, even though she was outside of her cell because they didn't give her her correct medicine, and that's when they went in. It wasn't someone's home that they went into. They went into a prison cell, so they did obtain it illegally. There's no question about that part. The part that they're having the problem with is the fact that it was violating the gag order. The petition fervently states, here, the state has violated Ms. Richens' due process rights by falsely and publicly declaring that she is guilty of witness tampering, further escalating the claims. The document goes on to criticize the state's actions, making matters worse. The state attempted to support its false narrative by filing inadmissible evidence, including a police report, on the court's public docket. The implications of these developments cannot be overstated. A case that started with the tragic and suspicious death of a man due to fentanyl poisoning has now burdened and turned into this heated legal battle with accusations of witness tampering, potential violations of gag order, and questions about the due process rights of the accused. It remains to be seen how the court will respond to these requests and whether the Summit County Attorney's Office will remain on the case. The coming weeks promise intense legal proceedings, with both sides likely to dig in and prevent fervent arguments to defend the positions. And let's go into that for just a second. I'm going to pull up the gag order here in just a moment, Corey Richin.
Well, and one of the things about our country and our judicial system is we have a way of basically doing things. We have a way of obtaining evidence. We have a way of doing our trials. We have a way of being on a jury. We have rules. And when those rules are violated, it doesn't necessarily matter that the person may have actually done the crime or not. It's, were their rights violated? Because they have rights. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's very possible that they screwed her over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean she's innocent? Probably not. Has nothing to do with the crime at all. It has to do with the process.
Yeah, and that's really, if you respect the process and you believe in it, you kind of have to, you know, believe in it full force, no matter who it's in favor of or against. It's the justice is blind, theory, if you will. I'm trying to find this gag order. I was looking at it earlier in the day. Essentially, not the gag order, but the petition here. Essentially, what it was pointing out, if you will, no contact against, oh, this is a no contact one. Essentially, what it points out is, okay, because of this, we want to move the case. We want this person out of the case. Here, I found it. And it kind of gives the judge some options. The relief that is requested. I got it right here. Defendant seeks an order dismissing all charges. So they start out strong. They know they're not going to get that. All charges against her because the state has engaged in prosecutorial misconduct such that a fair trial in the case is no longer possible. Alternatively, the court should enter an order that number one, disqualifies the Summit County Attorney's Office, two, changes venue from Summit County to Salt Lake City, and three, suppresses all evidence related to the walk the dog letter, and four, provides for a jury instruction to preclude considerations of the state's false claim that Ms. Richens has engaged in witness tampering. So they're trying to use the fact that the letter was released for grounds to have it removed from consideration in this trial.
Well,
and it's definitely
out there.
And had it not been leaked, she'd have no argument. It would end up showing up in trial. But for whatever reason, someone thought, well, let's put this out into the public. So we're all kind of excited about that here in the media land. But when it comes to actual prosecuting this case, it does not help the prosecution to have done that.
Nope. So now they're just basically going to have to rely on the fact that they have other evidence against her. I mean, this could have almost been a seal the deal kind of a thing.
No, it still may be. That's the thing. The judge is yet to rule on it. I honestly don't think it's going to be taken out of consideration here or evidence. I think it's a key piece. I think it says a lot. There's no reason why it shouldn't honestly be part of it. Does it violate the gag order? Yes, but is it key to the prosecution of this? Yes. It doesn't change that it was written. It doesn't change it was written by her. All it changes is who it was released to and that the public has an ickier opinion of her than before. The only thing that I think that you could get some ground on here is changing the county attorney's office. That may be changed and possibly the venue. But I don't think it's going to...
But what about the possible witness tampering? I mean... Could you get a fair jury out of this?
No, witness tampering is she's trying to tamper with the witnesses. So that's her. That's on her for trying to do that. Although she denies that's what she was doing. It's exactly what she was doing. I mean, anybody can see directly through that. But yeah, you can certainly get a fair trial. If Brian Coburg can get a fair trial in Moscow, Idaho, Corey Richens can get a fair trial in whatever other place she's, you know, rotting away at. Just fine. I don't see it being that big of a deal. They're just trying to use anything and everything they can to, well, you want to get your client you know, exonerated. That's your goal as a defense attorney. And you're going to throw everything into it that you possibly can, even if it looks utterly ridiculous. If there's some grounds to it, sometimes it goes someplace. I would guess maybe some of those requests will be made, possibly disqualifying the Summit County Attorney's Office or changing the venue. Don't really see them suppressing this evidence, though. But we shall wait and see what the judge decides. But it is in no way going to dismiss all of the charges against Corey Richens. Maybe she should write a new book about that, about how the magical charges were dismissed and she went off to live a happy life ever after. Although that will never, ever happen.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now